Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
It's Frank Whaley over here.
Today is Monday, March 14th. It's Pi Day. They call it Pi Day. You know why that is, right, Frank?
No.
Pi, the number pi, 3.14.
Yeah.
Today's 3.14.
Okay.
I wonder, in Europe, would they celebrate? Well, I guess they don't have 14 months, so they wouldn't. In Europe, they don't have Pi Day. Because they do the month first over there. So for everyone in America or wherever you put the day, the month first, and then the day when you write it out, today is Pi Day.
Right. Be better if it was just like National Pi Day.
Lots of people eat pie or make pie on Pi Day.
Right. Well, that's stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
Right. I'm going to play you something, Frank, and I want you to tell me.
And I'm not going to say it's almost as pointless as International Women's Day.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I made that remark before you jump out. Because every day is Pi Day. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd eat pie every day. I would eat pie every day. And I know that's not like a
euphemism
for something else.
Right.
But if you think about it, International Women's Day, again, I would eat pie every day.
Why are you bringing up Women's Day, Frank?
Because it was last week.
Yeah.
We celebrated here.
No, we didn't. I mentioned one of the interesting things that I noticed in watching the coverage of this horrible war that's happening in Ukraine is that in this war-torn nation, men were going out to find flowers for their wives and daughters and girlfriends and moms to give them on International Women's Day. I did not know that people got flowers or gifts. There was a woman who said she had to cancel a trip she was supposed to take that her husband had bought her for Women's Day. You didn't even say it. You didn't tweet about it. You didn't, you know, and we're not in a war. It goes, and I'm not saying that's your fault. Men in America don't acknowledge Women's Day. It's not a thing here. And I think it should be a thing. I used to get sort of annoyed. Like, why would we have to have a day? We should have equality. Not just a day. But, you know, now I'm thinking, well, that's sure as hell not happening anytime soon. So give me some freaking flowers.
Yeah, I brought you flowers.
You brought me flowers yesterday to make up for it. Thank you.
Yeah, but I didn't get shit all on International Men's Day.
Every day is International Men's Day. Every single day.
Yeah, just like every day is Pi Day.
Okay, I'm going to play you something. And I want you to tell me what is happening in... What is this person lamenting, okay?
Okay.
Okay. No, is this?
I can tell you what this is.
Somebody crying about their home being destroyed, hospitals being bombed.
Nope.
Children hiding in basements.
No, I can tell you what this is. This is a woman crying because her husband didn't bring her flowers on International Women's Day.
No, I guarantee she got flowers on Women's Day. This woman is crying because she's a Russian influencer, and they're shutting down Instagram. And she's saying it's her life. Her life is being destroyed.
Actually, it's a woman crying because her husband brought her a pie on International Women's Day, forgetting that it was International Women's Day. I think it was International Pie Day.
I do not know what the future holds. I don't know. I just shared my life, my work, and my soul. I did not do this all as a job for me. This is a part of my soul. It feels like a big part of my heart, and my life is being taken away from me. That's what she's saying. I mean, come on. I don't understand how people in Russia don't see what's happening. It's not sustainable.
Absolutely.
They're going to find out. Did you hear about this guy who invented a way that you can email random email addresses inside Russia and tell them what's happening?
Yeah, it sounds like a scam. It sounds like a scam to me.
Well, it's supposed to be like during World War II when they would drop leaflets to tell people what was going on.
Yeah, you email somebody and then they're going to be like, yes, could you please send $5,000 to me, please? That's my Russian accent.
Or they just write back, unsubscribe. There's people who send me, you know, they put me on their mailing list for things that they're doing. You know, whether it's like, oh, come see this, I'm doing that. And I'm always tempted just to write back, unsubscribe.
But that'll show them. Remember last week we were talking about the spate of crime in the subways of Manhattan, our former place of residence.
Yeah.
When we were talking about the scientist, that poor scientist who was, you know, just doing her shit, walking home, probably picked up some takeout. And she got hammered. She got hammered, and not in a good way. Not in a bar. She got hammered. She got hammered in the opposite of a good way. She got hammered. You know, you've
in
been,
the head.
Yeah,
I mean, the head with a hammer.
I mean, think about all the times that you've been hammered in your life.
Hammered.
And
wicked hammered.
You've never been hammered like this. Poor,
no,
poor
thank
soul.
God.
Well, anyway, now it turns out that this a woman shoved an elderly lady to the ground and critically injured her. This woman's now in a coma.
Oh no!
In an unprovoked attack, like what? You know what? What's
okay, wait, hold on. How do we know if it was unprovoked? If okay, so the woman who shoved her didn't have like any sort of justification. Were there witnesses?
There was a videotape.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. She had no provocation. And what kind of provocation you need to shove an elderly? I know you're shoving elderly women all over the place without provocation. You think it's fine, but some people don't. Most people don't actually.
No, I wouldn't shove. I wouldn't shove anybody. There's a couple of people I would shove, but not anybody elderly. Certainly.
Well, immediately you're jumping to conclusions like, "Oh, are we sure she wasn't provoked?"
Well, I just thought if the one lady's in a coma, how are we getting the whole story?
It is on videotape. Number one, number two. I mean, what could this woman do possibly to provoke somebody walking behind her? What passed like horrible gas?
Maybe she threw feces on her.
No. She didn't.
I'm just saying if that would be something that
the 87-year-old victim,
someone.
The old 87-year-old victim whacked her head. This is a New York Post article. Whacked. What kind of term is that? Whacked. Whacked her head when she was, I mean, can you imagine like being the journalist and for the New York Post and say, I'm going to use the word whacked. The 87-year-old victim whacked her head when she was pushed from behind.
What word would you use?
I would use
struck. Struck her head.
I would say received injuries to her head when she was pushed from behind at West 28th Street and 8th Avenue.
Oh, my God. On 28th? On the street?
Yeah, you're so shocked it happened on West 28th Street. Well, it's okay if it happens, like, where?
I'm trying to think what's on 28th Street.
28th and 8th. Let's see. 8th Avenue and 28th Street. That's, if we lived on 23rd and 8th. So you take a right on 23rd,
yeah,
walk
there
up.
Was the CVS, and then there was the bagel place.
That's 24th and 25th,
and then
26th.
There's that place that's like a bank that was like a, they turned it into a restaurant.
Anyway, it's as I recall, when we were there, we haven't lived there in 10 years, but it was kind of, a lonely stretch of 8th Avenue up there.
Yeah, it's sort of approaching the post office.
That's correct. And they have surveillance footage of this woman. She's a young woman. She looks to me be about 20. She has long hair. And the Post also published photos of the pavement with blood on it, which is always
great.
Nice to look at. It turns out this woman was named, her name was Barbara Meyer Gustern.
Okay.
And she was a very well-known Broadway vocal coach.
Oh.
She has serious brain injury from this fall. And it's so awful. And she once coached Debbie Harry, the cast of the 2019 Broadway revival musical Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness.
And turns out that she had left her apartment nearby And our friend Austin Pendleton was there because they were there. They were rehearsing for, and she was there. Well, she was on her way to Joe's Pub where one of her students was going to be performing. And
she had been just with Austin Pendleton?
Among others. Yeah, I read that somewhere else. Where
but she wasn't with them when she was shoved.
No, because you know Austin Pendleton kicks some ass.
Yeah, he would have gone ape on the person.
Ape shit.
Yeah.
Gone ape?
I don't know. I was actually thinking, I mean.
Anyway, I would say to everyone, watch your back.
Jesus.
Watch your back. I mean, I know how it is because I got assaulted by a, as we all recall, about a year ago or more, assaulted by a, I was shoved to the ground.
By the turkey vulture?
By a turkey vulture. Jesus. And I'm not trying to make light of this poor woman and what she went through. But I'm just saying, I can totally...
No, you can't relate. You can't relate. That was an act of nature.
You're saying I can't relate because I'm not elderly. I understand.
No, I'm saying you can't relate because it wasn't a person who did this intentionally. That was a bird most likely protecting its eggs.
Well, how do we know this one wasn't protecting a bunch of eggs? Doesn't matter. Eggs don't matter. Eggs don't matter. The name of this podcast should be Eggs Don't Matter.
Is this woman going to be okay?
No, she's not going to be okay. She's 87 years old.
Jesus.
And she was shoved to the ground from behind, which I can relate to because had the same thing happened to me. I had the strength and wherewithal of a younger person to brace my fall. Only got a couple of broken ribs, cracked, fractured, and a whole bunch of scrapes.
We're not going to go into that. Another season of the turkey vulture story.
I just hope that
that has been exhausted.
Exactly. I just hope that this woman, Barbara Meyer Gustern, I wish her all the best.
Yeah, I hope she gets better.
And turkey vultures be damned. So many, what am I trying to say here, Heather? I love it when celebrities get trashed.
You mean when they get wasted or when they get trashed, like they get raked over the coals?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, first of all, let me just say this, because that's probably not a good preface to what I'm about to say. Well, so William Hurt, and I'm not saying William Hurt, disregard everything that came before. William Hurt passed away.
Yes.
I guess he had prostate cancer. He'd been sick for a couple of years. God rest him. But now it turns out, like everybody's saying William Hurt. When I was starting out, William Hurt, Kiss of the Spider Woman. I saw him on stage in Hurly Burly.
Broadcast news.
I never saw Broadcast News. Oh. I know most people have. I haven't seen Broadcast News. I haven't seen Star Wars. Haven't seen Broadcast News. Haven't seen
Star Wars. William Hurt was in Star Wars.
No, but I'm just saying. I haven't seen any of the Star Wars. Haven't seen Game of Thrones. Haven't seen all the things that people, flip out about. But anyway, William Hurt passed away. And turns out, he was a bastard, according to Marley Matlin, at least, and his ex.
Yeah. What did Marley Matlin say?
Well, I guess Marley Matlin wrote a book. Marley Matlin is a fine actress, won an Academy Award for Children of a Lesser God. She got together with William Hurt, I think before that film, when she was 19, and he was like in his 30s. Or 30, I don't know. He was much older.
He was 35 and she was 19.
Yeah, he was much older than she was. Of course, everyone knows there's an 8-year age difference in our marriage, Heather.
That's much bigger than 8 years.
Right. But what I was going to say is the fact that you're that much older than me never has an effect. Anyway, the actress alleged that on the night she won her Oscar, William Hurt was also nominated. He did not win.
Uh-oh.
And so they're in the car afterward, and he says, "What makes you think you deserve this? There are hundreds of actors who have worked for years for the recognition you just got handed to you. Think about that."
Oh my God! I would have gotten out.
I would have shoved that Oscar up his behind and said, "No, I wouldn't, because an Oscar. I don't want William Hurt's behind on my Oscar." Anyway, the next thing I knew, he pulled me out of the bed. Well, then, in another disturbing passage in her book, she wrote the night when Hurt arrived home, wrote about a particular night when he arrived home and assaulted her while she was sleeping in bed. He pulled her out of bed, screaming at me, shaking me. I guess he was drunk. He threw me on the bed, started ripping off his clothes and mine. I was crying, no, 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 please, Bill, no. The next thing I remember is Bill ramming himself inside me as I sobbed.
He raped her.
Yes, that's what she wrote in her book.
Bastard.
So, and but I guess there's more about William Hurt with his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife. But anyway, you know, hey, listen. That's no good.
No.
That's no good.
Oh my God! You never know about people.
And what another story?
But you know what?
Go ahead.
She made it public. We should have known that about people. I just didn't know that. I'm sure other people knew that about him.
Well, I think that book came. Yeah, I'm sure other people knew about it. Anybody who knew Marlene Matlin or his ex girlfriend or wife, whoever,
or who read that book,
right? I have not gotten to Marlene Matlin's book yet. It's called I'll Scream Later. It's on my table. I got to read it. But then, again, I'm not delighting in it. Excuse me. I'm not delighting in any of this.
Yeah, why would you delight in him and someone getting raped?
That's what I just said. I'm not, of course, not delighting in anything. I don't even know why. When I prefaced it by saying I love when actors get trashed, you know?
Right.
I don't love that he did what he did, but somehow even it's awful. But you know he's deceased. But an actor getting knocked down a peg brings me up a peg. You know.
All right, that's something I think you need to work on.
Yes, I do. I do need to work on it. I do need to work on it. Anyway, I was going to tell you about how Selma Blair has a restraining order put on her by her ex-boyfriend, and he put a restraining order on her.
Oh, she has a restraining order against him. And
he put one on her, and she put one on, but I'm not going to do it because I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Instead, I'm going to tell you about a camel. I'm going to tell you about a mad camel. Did you hear about this camel?
A camel?
Two men were killed by a rampaging camel that escaped from a petting zoo.
Oh, a petting zoo.
In Tennessee. Yeah. And you know, I'm telling you, man, you don't want to fucking mess with these animals. Why do they have petting zoos? Why do they have zoos? Right?
Oh, zoos are so sad. They're so sad.
This camel didn't want to be standing there, like, you know, surrounded by, like, screaming kids and their stupid fathers and mothers. But anyway.
The like, people touching it?
Yeah. Probably hurting it in some cases, getting too close to it, invading its base. But anyway, I learned a lot about camels because this was in Tennessee. And, you know, camels got no business in Tennessee. Right?
Right.
Camels in Tennessee.
What were they? Were they taunting it? What was happening?
There's a guy named Bobby Matheny, who's 42, and Tommy Gunn, who's 67. They both volunteer.
42 and 67? They volunteer at the petting zoo?
No, they're from the volunteer state, which is Tennessee.
Oh.
Okay, so they are both now dead.
Okay, I bet they were taunting it like those kids that were throwing shit at the tiger at the San Francisco Zoo, and the tiger leapt out of its enclosure, tracked them down, and ate them.
Yeah.
Just were they
like
taunting
that, it? Just like that lion, this camel said, hey, you know what? Fuck you. I'm done.
Yeah.
Come here. Anyway, they were cornered and attacked by the frenzied camel. And what happened was when deputies arrived, they found these two guys unconscious. And what they called the unhinged creature. Come on, man! It's an unhinged creature. This camel was perfectly sane.
How do you know that this camel was unhinged? This camel is probably in the most right state of mind it ever had been.
Yeah, what they do? Send it to Bellevue and have it, evaluated.
Normally that camel it makes a lot of sense, but it was just—I'm telling you—it was unhinged.
Anyway, it was on the loose, and they went after this poor thing, and. Deputies moved on to the victims. They moved them into an ambulance, and the camel reappeared, probably saying, look, I'm sorry, but these fucking kids, if the camel could talk and he reappeared, he would have said, guys, listen, I'm sorry, but I've been at this petting zoo in Tennessee where I have no business being for 25 years, and I've taken so much shit, and I couldn't take any more, right? That's what he would have said. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the officers were forced to, quote, put the camel down.
Oh, no.
The safety of everyone on the scene.
They couldn't just shoot it with a tranquilizer?
So a family member of one of the victims told the reporter, whoever, that the two men had been at the farm to try and help capture the camel. So I guess the two guys that were killed were trying to.
The camel was rampaging, and those two guys came in.
Yeah, but why was that camel rampaging? You know, people don't. You know,
where's the eyewitness report from what happened before?
Right. So while they were trying to, you know, these two wise guys, you know, Tommy and Bobby.
Wait, let's get this camel now, y'all. Come on. One thing. Nobody had to be taunting that camel to make that camel justified in rampaging. That is a wild animal, and it has no business being in some sad, pathetic petting zoo in Tennessee.
So the animal cornered them, right? So these two dudes, they were like, yeah, well, I'm going to get this camel. Now, I know how to get a camel. What about a camel? And guess what happened? This camel cornered them and attacked.
How did it get? Did it kick them, punch them with its hind legs, front legs? How did it get them?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. It stomped these men to death.
Jesus.
And a camel expert, and you were a camel expert for a long time, so you can relate.
Yes, I was. I have a PhD in camel.
Toe.
Oh, Jesus.
A camel expert told the outlet that when fully grown, a camel has enough strength to crush arms and legs along with your neck. Well, I don't know why you put it that way. He could crush you while kicking, in other words, your arms and your legs and your neck, your whole body. You. A camel can crush your ass as
right.
well as your head,
right.
and neck, and legs. And the way it does it, it kicks forward and backwards.
Oh, both. So it could get two at a time.
Most animals can only kick backwards. Camels will do a combination of all those things while kneeling forward to crush you.
Oh, my God.
That's a shitty way to die.
Well, listen. I hope that people stop having petting zoos. I hope that people stop having these like sideshow attractions where they have wild animals that are penned up for people's entertainment. We have to stop that. It's barbaric.
And for someone, and for speaking on as someone who has been attacked by an unhinged creature, okay, and we all know what I'm talking about. That goddamn lizard,
lizard vulture,
lizard vulture. What am I trying to say?
That goddamn velociraptor.
That turkey vulture. Now that was an unhinged creature. I'm gonna say this camel was just doing his job, standing with a hump on his back, trying to eat whatever the fuck he eats in Tennessee.
Sounds like me.
So I'm gonna say, yeah, I feel bad for you know the dudes, Bobby and I forget the other guy's name, Tommy.
Tommy.
All right. You know, I'm sure you guys. I know one of the guys was your janitor, and people had nice things to say about him. You know, wrong place, wrong time. Don't fuck with a camel. Okay, so I feel bad for you guys. And, you know, I feel bad for William Hurt.
I don't feel bad for William Hurt.
Less bad than I did.
I don't feel bad at all for
William
Hurt.
Less bad than I did before I found out what a bastard he was in life. Okay? You know, maybe he should have been kicked by a camel a couple times. Maybe knock some sense into his ass. But what I'm going to say is this. R.I.P. camel. Rest in peace. And I'm sorry that you had to go out like that. And I'm sorry that you had to be chased down and called, you know, what'd they call him? An unhinged creature. I'm sorry that they called you that. And I want you to go to camel heaven and, you know, don't drink any water because I know camels don't drink water. Whatever you love or don't love, don't do or don't do.
I want to see camels fighting now.
And for that goddamn savage bird, may you burn in hell.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy your pie day. I just thought of something really depressing.
Go ahead.
Is there a zoo in... I'm sure there are zoos in Ukraine. What's happening to those animals right now?
Oh, way to bring it all back down to earth, girl. Oh, yeah.
Take care of yourself and take care of your people, unless your people are jerks. And we'll see you on Friday.
And have a big damn piece of pie.
This is not very good podcast content.